Rambam, Daf Samach Zayin Amid Aleph. Let us again start from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael Shenises L'Koyin. A Bas Yisrael married a Koyin, Umeis, and the Koyin died. V'hinicha Mu'uberes. And the Bas Yisrael was Mu'uberes. Lo Yoichlu Avodeho Betrume. So we'll see it is speaking about that this Kohen had leftover children, and the Bas Yisrael eats Trume because of the children. Yilid Beisoi, Yoichlu Belachmai, so the Gemara Dashens Yachilu Belachmai, the children of a Kohen are Machel, the mother, even though she's a Bas Yisrael. But the problem is, there are avodim, nichsei tzoyim barzel, which nichsei tzoyim barzel belong to the Yerushim. And there's an uber. And there's an uber, the isha is muberes, and we're mesupik, maybe she's muberes azocha. And we'll see, an uber can't be machu. Be nicha muberes, lo yechlu avodeo betrume. So the avodim, the avdei tzayim barzel, are not permitted to eat ume, mitnei chelkei shel uba, because the uba is a chelek in these avodim. She uba poisel ve'enei machel. An uba passels and is not machel. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds. Omru loy. So the Chachomim told Rabbi Yosi, Me'acher she'hei'ata lonu abas Yisrael l'koyin, af bas koyin l'koyin umeis, the same halacha should apply by abas koyin l'koyin umeis, that the koyin died, ve'inichem uberes, also the same halacha should apply, lo yoichlu avodeho betume, her avodin, the nichsei tzayim barzel, should not eat tume mitnei chelkoi shel uba, because the uba has a chelek in these avodim, and we have the same aloche that a uba einei machel. Let us see Rashi. V'inicham uberes. So Rashi says, af al pi sheyesh lo bonim heimenu, there are sons. Behi oichelas betume, and she's permitted to eat tume. La yoichlo avdei tzayim barzel betume, lefi shehein shel yershim. Because the avdei tzayim barzel belong to the yershim. So therefore, they cannot eat because of her, because they don't belong to her, they belong to the yershim. Agavucha, I would like to say over a shtikol ha'ore. We had had on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabami, Madin Imo, Madin Imoi, these avdei tzoyim barzel. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Adin Imo, that she is permitted to be goive these avodim. But we had learned in the sugya that is true. She's permitted to be goyve the avodim. She is a shibud, but it's mechusa gevain. That means when she'll be goyve the avodim, racha misoso, she'll say, I want to take the avodim. So the avodim becomes hers with the gviya. Kozman, she's not goyve. So we see that the avodim eat tume because of the they are because of the Yershim of the Baal. Now, we had learned on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, when the Baal was alive, what right was he able to be machal v'avodim? So, we had a machlokes Rab Ami in Rav Safra. Rab Ami said, the reason the avodim eat Trumeh, because the avodim belong to him, it's his avodim, adin imoy, it's his avodim completely. So Mamela, that's why they eat Trumeh. Rab Safra said, no, adin imo, afal pikein, since the achrayis is mutololov, he's a choy for the whole shavius of the avodim, ben yuka, ben yuzal, is memele, so that alone is a sibet that they should be machel betrume. The achayis, the chiv achayis, what the baal has on the avdei tzayim baalzel, that gives him a koyach to eat trume. So the koyach of achilas trume comes about through the chiv achayis. So now someone asked the briskerov, the kasha I understand beautifully, and I would only like to say over the kasha because I don't understand in reality what the briskerov answers, but someone asked the briskerov as follows, that the din, according to Rav Yehuda, the schus achilas trume that avodim have is because the achiyus on Allah, because the koyin was mekabel achayis. Now, this achayis exists only kozman, the husband is alive. He was mekabel achayis. The yorshim weren't mekabel achayis. Let's talk about a different case. The husband died, and now all of a sudden the market went down, and now the avodim, which were worth $1,000 and that, but now the avodim are worth $100. The Yerushim are not mechuyif to give her $900. They weren't mekabel achayis. The chiyiv achayis, the baal, was mekabel achayis, b'shas, the shibud aksubi was mekabel achayis, but the Yerushim were never mekabel achayis. So someone asked the briskerov, amayru dikikashe. He asked, from this Mishnah, it seems that the Avodim are machel, are oichel betrume because they belong to the Yoshim. We have a problem about the Uber. The Uber, if he could be machel, if he couldn't be machel, the Uber is the problem over here. But forgetting about the Uber, there would be no problem that the Avdei Tzayim Basel would be able to eat trume because they belong to the Yerushim, the Yerushim HaKahanim. But L'cheira the Shaila is, if the whole Bailus of the Yerushim, according to Rav Safra, is derived from that Achayisayim, because the Achayis of the Avodim is Aleihem, the Yerushim on Mechiv, they never were Mekabel Achayis on these avodim. This kasha, someone asked the briskerov. The etzim kasha, there's a teretz from the Nehir Shchage. The Nehir Shchage wants to say he's making an akimta, but with this akimta we can understand it. It's speaking about that the ov had a karka b'shas t'ksivis haksube, and the karka became mishubid to pay for the achrayis of the avodim, and the karka is still in existence now. So the karka is mishubid. So memele, so since the karka of the ov became nishtabit to pay for the yoiker of the yukra vezula of the avodim, so memele it's still considered achayus and olav, even though the yerushim don't have to pay from their own pocket, but al kaponim the avodim that they yarshin, it's still considered achayus and olav mitzad the karka that became nishtabed b'chayehov. Okay, now let's go back to Rashi. V'yesh luba ben chaylik. Now, the Avdei Tzayim Baalzel should not eat truma elafi shehein shol yoshim. Well, they belong to the yoshim. And as we mentioned before, by the yoshim there's no problem. V'yesh luba ben chaylik. But the uba also is a chaylik in these avodim. V'ein luba koyach la'achilon betrumit. And the Uber is not bekoyach to be machel betrume these avodim. Imishum de kosova, Narashi has two explanations in Rabbi Yossi. Imishum de kosova, Uber bimei zoro zoro,
because Rabbi Yossi holds that that since she's a bas Yisrael, so an uber bimei zor zohu, an uber has a din of a zor. So if he's a zor, so he can't be machel betrume. Umishum de kasova yolud machel sheni yolud eini machel. Or could be not the reason is not because it's an uber has a din zor. No, this exeris a kosu yolud machel sheni yolud eini machel. Shenema Bilit Besoy Hem Yechlu Belachmoy Kribe Yachilu. That the Posik says the Yeludim are Hem Yechlu, we dash in Yachilu, but Dafka a Yolud can be Machel, and any Yolud, any Machel. So Memela Rashi starts off explaining Rabbi Yossi with two explanations. Either because the Uber has a din Zor, so a Zor can be Machel Betrumen, or this Exeris HaKosov that an Eini Yolud can be Machel. Now, Rabbi Yossi brought a riot is aloche, she Uber Poisel ba'Eini Machel. Now, what is this speaking about? She Uber Poisel. Im bas koyin niseis li Yisrael, if a bas koyin married a Yisrael, vehinicho mu'uberes, and the Yisrael died, so kozman she's married a Yisrael, he betrumas hakadoshim leisoichol, she's not permitted to eat trum. Now the Yisrael died, vehinicho mu'uberes, ve'ein lo ben acher, and there is no other children, is the Uber Poislo Miloshev Lebeis Avio Kinureo. That means it says that Vishavo Beis Avio Kinureo, that she's permitted after the Yisrael dies, she's permitted to return Lebeis Avio Kinureo. The Gemara Darshans, that's Dafke if she's Kinureo. She's similar the way she was Altsnaira, but since she's Muberes, so she's not Kinureo, so therefore, she's not Vishovo Beisavio, so therefore, she is not permitted to eat Tumah. That is Pshat Uber Poiso as her aim. We're talking about Abbas Koyin Liso, the Eine Machu, Imbas Yisroel Lekoyini, if she's Abbas Yisroel, Umeis Vinicham Uberes, and now the Shaila is a Ben of a Koyin is Machel, Vinicham Uberes, Ein Buber Koyach Lachilo. So an Uber cannot be Machel. Buhuadin Lavodin. So now Rashi had a big problem. Rashi explained that this maimer she'uber poisel v'einei machel is speaking about the achilas ha'aim. An uber prevents a bas koyim from eating trume, and an uber is not machel a bas Yisroel to eat trume. Now here we're speaking about avodim. So how did Rabbi Yossi bring this araya to his aloche? So Rashi says, "Who adin lavodim?" So the poshet epshat in Rashi is so just like the second halacha, just like there's a din that an uber cannot be machel imoy, that's abas Yisrael. So the same way he can't be machel avodim, the avodim that belong to me also can't be machel. But who adin lavodim? So Rabbi Yossi brought a raya that just like an uber can't be machal abbas Yisrael, can't be machal the avod that belonged to him. And the Chachomim tainet omruloi, they tainet to Rabbi Yossi, af bas koyim lekoyim, kiven da amrit, she'ein yolod einei machal. Since you said she'ein yolod einei machal, since you said that an Eini Yolod Eini Machel, so the same thing should be applied by Bas Koyin Lekoyin. We have the same problem. Abbas Kohen LeKohen, and the Kohen died, so the Abdeit Shem Balzo belong to the Yorshim, to the Bonim. So how can the Abdeit Shem Balzo be Tumni Chalki Shaluba Shrei Avodav Heim? These Avodim belong to him, Vein Oichlem Elo Bishviloi, because he's Bohu, Ein Boi Koyech LaHachel, only a Yolot can be Machel, and Ein Yolot can be Machel. Let us see the Gemara. Iboyilu taima de Rabbi Yosi mishum de Kosova uba b'meizor ezohu. Is the reason of Rabbi Yosi by Abbas Yisrael because he holds an uba b'meizor ezohu, the uba is a din of a zor, and therefore he can't be machal betrome. Oidume, the reason is yolod machal. Only a yolod is a kerch to be machal, sheini yolod eini machal. So the Gemara asks, Lemai nafke mino, what is the difference, what the reason is? So the Gemara says, nafke mino bi lo uber bi mei kehenes. If you'll have an uber bi mei kehenes. If the time is als uber bi mei zor or zorhu, so that's nafke bi mei zor, but an uber mei kehenes is not a zor. If you learn the time is als yolod machu sheni yolod eini machu, some mele, so what's the difference if it's a b'mei kehenes or b'mei bas Yisrael, it's eini yolod, eini yolod is eini machu. So what is the svore of Rabbi Yosi? So we have a machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi. Omar Rabbi, I know time with Rabbi Yosi. The Kosova uba b'meizor ezohu. Because he holds an uba b'meizor ezohu. Rabbi Yosi, Omar, no. Rabbi Yosi holds yolod macho, sheini yolod eini macho. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Omru loy le Rabbi Yosi. The Chachomim told Rabbi Yosi, Me'acher she'ato lonu abas Yisrael l'koyim. The Braise, it says a little clear. You're telling us Eidus, we'll see later, this is Eidus from Shmaya Vavtalion, that abas Yisrael, the Avodim not permitted to eat Trume, abas Yisrael l'koyim, bas koyim l'koyim, mal. What is the din? What we did in Barabaskoi? Omolahem, so he answered them, Zushamati. By Bas Yisroel Lekoyin, I heard that an Uber is not Machel. Bezu Lai Shamati, Barabaskoyin Lekoyin, I didn't hear that it's not Machel. Faket, I heard it is Machel. Abaskoyin Lekoyin is Machel. So the Gemara says as follows, I amret bishleima ubo bimei zore zoru. If this svore of Rabbi Yosi's kusos ubo bimei zore zoru, I need the kamaloi. So now we can understand what he told the Chachomim, zu shamati bizu loy shamati, fakel. Abbas koyin le koyin, so since it's not bimei zor, so it's es kedushas kohune. So therefore it should be machel betrum. Early yamut yolod machus and yoldeni machel, maizu shamati bezu loy shamati. The same. What's the difference if the reason is als yoldeni machel? So the halacha applies by Abbas Kohen also. Kash. So the Mor says it's a kash in Rabbi Yosef. How did Rabbi Yosef explain this paraisa? Let us see Rashi. Bimei Kohenes, Bas Kohen Muberes Mikoyen. Iyamut Mishum Zoriz Leke. Bimishum Shein Yolodike. Bezu Leishamati Leiser Elo Lehetere. Now, let us see Taisus. Paisel v'ein machel. Now, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yosi brought a raya to his halachim that the avdei tzoin barzel do not eat trume, sh'uber paisel v'ein machel. Nira l'forish. So Taisus says, I would explain, sh'uber paisel v'avdei ovid, that a nuba passels babdi obib, ve'in machel es imoy. That is pshat. Poisel is going on av the Ovid. And this din that Rabbi Yossi said that avodim, that there were other bonim, and out the other bonim, these avodim would be able to eat. No, since there's a nuba poisel, the nuba is poisel, that since he is a chelik in these avodim, and whatever the reason is, either as uber may zora zora, or shalut, any old, any machel, so, shal uber paisel. That's a tight shuber paisel. The ein machel is going not on avodim, a simur. The tavayu avodim lekel a meima, paisel ba'avdiyovi, vein machel ba'avdiyovi, because that's repetitious, the given ashmin in the paisel, eichem ashkache sheyachel. If it says that he passels, he doesn't, it is the avodim who would be eating because of the other brothers, because of him, they don't eat, so what shall any machel? Bekuntres pirish kula milsa a'imoy, that this member who be paisel by any machel is going on him, if achel gav the avodim koi, so how does this come into our Mishnah? Our Mishnah Rabbi Yossi is giving a reason why the avodim can eat? Sheuba poisel b'nei machel. So, mein shmit leitzar al Sinai. Here, what he's speaking about avodim, and then he says sheuba poisel, which is not speaking about avodim. Hochi kama sheuba poisel b'nei machel esimoy v'hu adin l'avodim the poisel. That means we know this klal applies by imoy who adin by avod. L'mainav kemino. So the Gemara cleared the shaila. What is the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Is these the reason from Rabbi Yossi? It's as uber b'mei zor zoru. So uber b'mei kehenes would be machel. Or is the reason is as yolod machel sheni yolod veini machel? So Tosfos asks. Amoyra de kekash. Afal gav, da al kolchoch darshinin ahi droshe, de yolud mach. De ziche is a droshe of yolud mach. That means, when we would learn the sugi, we could say, is there such a droshe? Is it not such a droshe? This is a psadroshe, as a yelid beise, it means yelid beise, dafke yolud. So we could say, maybe Rabbi Yossi didn't darshan Yilid Beise. Abul Kaponim, Taisa says, no, there's zicha such a droshe. Only a yolot could be machl, and a nuba cannot be machl. Afogav dar kochos doshin and hu droshe. The yolot machl, the mahai time amrina lekamo, the bas yisroel lekoyim, v'inichamu beres. The loy machel, the Tosfos says, now let us figure out why a bas Yisroel that inichom uberes, she's not permitted to eat. The hosom loy shayich taima du uba bimei zore zori, vafilo zor machel simei vafilo mamza kedemrina lekamo. So Tosfos asks a moira de kekash. The Mishnah says further, and what is the din that a Bas Yisroel married a Kohen? Fine. Now they had a daughter. And the daughter went and married a Mamza. And now the Mamza went and they had a child. So the Einikel is, there was a Mamza and a Yisroel. The Mamza Yisrael, they had an Einikel, a Mamza. Now, after all this occurred, the Kohen died, the daughter of the Kohen died, and we have left over this Mamza, we have left over a Mamza from, we have left over a Mamza, which is a grandson of the Kohen, and the grandson of the Bas Yisroel. That's, she's the grandmother of this Mamza. Now, so the Mishnah says that she's permitted to eat Truma. Why? Because this is a grandson of a Kohen. So Mamela, so as long as Zera Koyin is left over, so they're machala betrume. Now, what is this grandson? He's a Yisrael and a Mamzer. But Afal Pike, he's machal betrume, the grandmother. So we see Klo in Achilas Ha'aim, Achilas Aim Ha'aim, let's put it more specifically, in Achilas Aim Ha'aim, there's no problem, you don't have to be a Kohen to be machal. You could be a Yisroel, and you can also be machal. That as long as there's a descendant of the Kohen alive, so the descendant could be a Yisroel, could be a grandson of the Kohen who is a Yisroel, and he's machal, the mother. So we see Klo in Achilas Ha'aim, there's no problem why a Zor can't be, there's no problem of being a Zor. A Zor can also be Machel. Aim, aim. That's what we see. So Taisvah says, so let's think for 1 minute. So let's say if a Bas Yisrael was married to a Kohen, and she's Muberes, and the Kohen died. Now, why can't she eat Trumah? She can't say she can't eat Trumah because the Uba B'mei Zor is Zoru, because a Zor is also Machal B'Trumah. We just see that a grandson of Zor is Machal B'Trumah. There's no problem of a Zor B'Achila saying. So why can't she eat Trumah? Al Kolchoch Al Sedin of Yelid Beisoy Heim Yachilu Yolud Machu, Shaini Yolud Eina Machu. So that means that Zicha, that there is such a drosha of Yolud Machu, Shaini Yolud Eina Machu. So Memela, so Taisu says, Amoyra de Kekasha, so there is such a drosha, so what is the suffix here in the Gemara? Rabbi Yossi holds the svar of Yolud Machu, he does not, the Zicha, there's such a drosha of Yolud Machu. So therefore, a bas kohen that married a kohen and is muberes also the avodim shouldn't eat truma. Al tzahaloch of yolad machosh and yolad eini mach. Mikol makim iboyle linyan avodim dikalamei madavkele inyan imoy. The cost of bakra v'yilid beisoy heim yoichlo d'minei darshima. So Taisvah says that there's two distinct parshias. There's a parsha that if there's a descendant of the Kohen alive, so the din is that as Kozman, this descendant of the Kohen is alive, the mother can eat. Now, in this parsha, this cloth is a miyut, yolud macho, sheini yolud, eini macho. The descendant has to be a yolud. If the descendant is an uber, so then the aloha is that the mother cannot eat. That a parsha, that zera Kohen, yilid beisoy, yehem yachilu, the children of the Kohen are machal, the mother, and they have to be born children. They cannot be in the embryonic stage. They can't be ubrim. That's in the parsha that zera Kohen is machal. There has to be zera Kohen shekvar nildu. Now, Taisvah says, that's what the halacha is, that a eved of a Kohen eats trumah. That's a new parsha. Kinyan Kaspoy, that the Kinyan Kaspoy of a Kohen eats Trume. This is a new parsha. In this parsha, there's no remes, there's no aloche that the Kohen, that's Machel, the Evet has to be born. Steht up, Din Yolud. The Din Yolud is speaking about the Din that Yelid Beisei Heim Yachilu Balachmi. That's the Din that a descendant of the Kohen is Machal, the mother. So there the Din is the descendant has to be born. In the Parsha of Kinyan Kaspoy, there is no such Trosha. So Mamele, So that's how Tosis explains. So that was the shail of the Gemara. So according to Tosis, it's as follows. That means the zikha adrosha of yolid machosh and yoldeni macho, but this drosha is only speaking about by the, that what a descendant of a kohen is machal, the mother, or the grandmother. So that descendant has to be born already. And that everyone is made. But in the din of kinyan kaspoi, does this gzeiros hakosov apply also? You have to be a kinyan kaspoi of a kohen hayolot? Well, no. The din of kinyan kaspoi, as long as the uber is a kohen, so this kohen can be machal betrumah. That was the shakla v'taya of the Gemara, and that seems to be the machlokes of Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. The Chachamim held that the drosha, the miut of yolud applies by the machal of kinyan kaspoi, and Rabbi Yosi holds no, the miut of yolud only applies by the machel of Zera Koyin, that's machel, the mother, but not by the din of Kinyan Kaspoy. Now, there is a terrible problem over here, according to Rashi. The Mishnah says, now Tosfos beautifully explained that, there are two parshias. There's a parsha Yilid Beisem Yoichlu Balachmoy, and there's a parsha of Kinyan Kaspoy, and that is the Shaila. Now, let us learn over again the Mishnah, and then the way Rashi learned Shat in the Mishnah, and we'll see we're faced with a tremendous problem. Bas Yisrael Shenises Lekoyim. So the avodim are not permitted to eat tumme. Now, we know what is the true reason of Rabbi Yosi. Why can't avodim eat tumme? Because uba bimei zora zor. That means that the uba does not have kedushas kohuna, he's a zor. So zor cannot be machal betumme. So that's why Layuchla Vodel Betrume Mimnechelke Shaluba. Now he gives a reason. Sheha Ubar Eina Machel Divrei Rabbi Yosi. He gives a reason. Now this, according to Rashi, is speaking about an Uber is not Machel a mother. An Uber is not Machel a mother. Rashi says, who did Avodim? But Al Koponim, an Uber is not Machel a mother, and who did Avodim? Now, if the reason of Rabbi Yosi is because Uba bimei zor zohu, that's the true reason of Rabbi Yosi, a zor is machal a mother. Tosfos brought a Gemara further. Uba bimei zor zohu, that a zor is machal a mother. So he's saying that an Uba is not machal da avodim because Uba bimei zor zohu, because we learn she Uba reine machal shayme shemayim. There a zor is machal, and there the din is als yolid machal shayne yoldeini machal. And he says, no, but can you cast me? That doesn't apply. The din of yolid machal shayne yoldeini machal. So the way Tosfos explained pshat in our Gemara, so according to Rashi, the Mishnah does not flow in Ganzen. That means that he's saying that Uber be may zor zoru, and that's why they can't eat, because we see that a zor can't be machla mother. And that's not true. A zor could be machla mother. The Rishash is ma'ir of this. Rishash is a homalach. I just would want to say one vote I saw in Teres Shmuel. It brings down from Avram Gurevitz. A Kaponim, he wants to say that Rashi is chaylik on Tosfos. And he wants to say, like Tosfos said for a Dover Poshet, that in the din of being machel, an aim, there's no chesorin of being a zor. Because you see, an einikal, a mamzer can be machal, a mamzer, a yisrael can be machal, a grandmother, a bas yisrael. So you see, as long as it's a descendant of a kohen, it's sufficient. So he wants to say, it's a very interesting vote. He wants to say that, he says, in a lot of places, Rashi says specifically about what a child is machal a mother, is because the child is a kohen. Because the child is a kohen, that's why he's machal the mother. So you need a kohen to be machal the mother. No, we have a tremendous problem. Tosis brings a gemara fakert. If you have an einikel or Yisrael amams, also the grandmother can eat. So he wanted to say a boiradik about that this, we had a gemara before Nabor Yevimtoi. In the mitzvah of Piyah Verivye, the mitzvah of Piyah Verivye is that one has to have a son and a daughter. If you don't have a son and a daughter, you're not Mekayim Piyah Verivye. Afal Pike. If the son and daughter died, and they left over two sons, so you also Mekayim Piyah Verivye. If there's two sons. If there's no children left, you're not Mekayim Piyah Verivye because there's no Shabbos. If there's two sons left, it's sufficient. So lechayr, it's very difficult to understand. Two sons, you can't be mekayim piyah v'rivya. If no one is left, you also can't be mekayim piyah v'rivya. So how does it work that if you had first a son and a daughter, and now they died but left over two sons, you are mekayim piyah v'rivya to two sons? So it brings a lashon of the Nemuki Yosef, that Bnei Bonim Areim Kebonim means that Kozman, they're descendants of the Bonim, so it's considered like the Bonim are still alive. That means Bnei Bonim Areim Kebonim, that I consider Keilu the Bonim are still alive. So we consider that the son and daughter is alive if each one left over a son. So that's the lomdus of Bnei Bonim Areim Kebonim. So he wants to say a beautiful vote that Rashi holds that a zol cannot be machla mother. A zol can't be machla mother. A kohen has to be machla mother. So Tosis brought a raya that a mamza can be machla grandmother. He says, no, not the mamza's machla the grandmother. The daughter was a bas kohen. The daughter was a bas kohen. So if there is a bas kohen, and she left over a mamza, so we consider like the bas kohen is still alive. So memele, so then it's very good. So then the Mishnah will flow according to Rashi. That means that Rabbi Yossi is saying, in other words, Rabbi Yossi is saying that an uber be meizor zorhu, that the an uber of a zore is a zor, and therefore he can be machal da avodim betrume. In huadin, he can be machal the mother betrume also. He can be machal the mother betrume. A zor can be machal the mother betrume. That what a grandson a zor can be machal the grandmother betrume, that is because we consider keilu the son or the daughter of the kohen is still alive. So memele, so if they're still alive, so they're bekoyach to be machal. What is he the next place? Was heine de koma zu shamati, ve rabonan she yoimrim loy kein, ave sovri de taime mishim de yolud machal. Is this, that they understood the time of Rabbi Yossi is al sholud machal, so they say, why davke abas yisrael uadin abas koyim? And he said, no, by me the reason is als ubem meizor ezoru, so davke abas Yisroel mu'uberest avodim and are permitted to eat rumen, because the uber is azor, ashen kein abas koin, the uber is not azor, so therefore the avodim can eat rumen. Omar, let us go further in the Gemara. Omar Rab Yehuda Mashmu, zu divrei Rab Yossi. This is Shitas Rab Yossi, that Rab Yossi holds two things. Number one, that the Uber yarshins the Avodim. The Uber has a chelik in the Avodim. And number two, and the Uber cannot be machal davodim because he's a zor. צודי ורבי יוסי. אבל חכמים אומרים, יש לוי בונים, if there are בונים, אוכלים משום בונים. The Rabbanon hold will see that an Uber Bechlal doesn't have any Schia whatsoever. The union of Schia's Momin does not apply by an Uber. An Uber doesn't have any Schia's Momin. Aber Chachamim Aimrim, so the Chachamim says as follows, Yesh Loi Bonim, Oichlim Mishum Bonim. So then, the Elite Alts the Bonim. Forget about the Uber. I don't need the Uber. The Uber, the lead out to Bonim. The Uber is not Zoiche in the Avodim. Ain't like Bonim, there's no Bonim. Oichlim Mishamachim. So, if the Uber doesn't have any Schia, so Memele, so he doesn't Yarshin the Avodim, so the Achim Yarshin the Avodim. The Achim Akahanim, so the Avodim leave because of the Achim. Ein loy achim oichlem mishum mishpoche kulo. If there's no achim, so the other, the akorav kov kaidim, the closest relatives, will be machu betrume. So the chachomim hold that an uba does not have a schia sirusha. So memele, so there's no reason why the avodim should not eat trume. That means they do not belong to the Yuba, they belong to the other relatives, so Akahanim, so Memela, they won't eat Trume. Maybe they could eat Trume. Let us see Rashi. Yesh le bonim acheirim levad mi Yuba ze, oich le ma'avodim bishvil bonim, the Uba less le ischia, and Uba does not have any ischia. If there's no bonim, bishvil mishpoche, shein echad mi Yisroel, shein le yoshim, because man shaloi noilat ho uber, because man the uber wasn't born, zoiche akorei the Yerushas Koyim. So the closest korev is Yarshan's this Koyim, but oichlem beginoi. So the korev is also a Koyim, Mustamen. And oichlem beginoi. That is the svara of the Chachom. Let us go further. So the Gemara understood this member of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmu. Zudivrei Rabbi Yosi. This is what Rabbi Yosi holds. Rabbi Yosi holds Anuba has schiyas moment. But the Chachamim hold Anuba does not have schiyas moment. In fact, the Gemara zu v'loy sfirelei. It would seem that this is what Rabbi Yosi holds, but the Chachamim are chaylik, and I hold like the Chachamim. Frag de Gemara, omaloi Shmuel Ravchane Bagdato. Shmuel told Ravchane, poik aisi li beyasore, bring in 10 people, the emelocha ba'anpayu, I'm gonna tell you in front of them, in this, you have 10 people standing there, so the aloch will become nisparsim, ha mezake lo uber kone. If you mezake money to an uber, so he duber is kone. So in other words, Rav Shmuel, Omar Yudah Mishmuel holds that an Uber is Zoiche. So Memele, so he holds like Rav Yosi. And here it seems to be saying, Zu V'loi Sviralei. He holds like the Chachomim, that an Uber doesn't have a Din Sriye. And here he himself says that an Uber has a Din Sriye. So the Gemara answers, Ella Zu V'Sviralei. No, you understood wrong shot Rav Yudah Mishmuel. Rav Yudah Meshmul is saying, Zu divrei Rabbi Yosi, and I also hold like that. I also hold that an Uber is Zoiche. My Kamashmula, so what is he coming to tell us? The Pligi Rabbonon Alei de Rabbi Yosi. He's coming to tell us that the Rabbonon Achilek and Rabbi Yosi. He says, the Rabbonon hold, but an Uber doesn't have Schia. That's what he's talking. I personally hold a Rabbi Yosi, but the Rabbon, you should know the Rabbon and Achilek and Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara asks, Umi Pligi, the Rabbon and Taka Achilek and Rabbi Yosi? For Oma Rab Zakai, Zu Eidis, Heyed Rabbi Yosi, Mi Pishmaye Vavtalion, Vahoiduloi in the Chachamun Bamaide. Oma Rabashi, Miktoni v'kiblu, does it say v'kiblu? V'hoidu loiktoni. the Mistava Taime. So the Ritva says that the Gemara means to say as follows. The Chachamim told, they said like this, that you say that an Uba has a din schiye. You know, in Lomdus, I agree with you. It's Mistava time. But we have a Kabbalah Fakir, that an Uba doesn't have a din schiye. In Lomdus, you're right. But we will not change because we have a Kabbalah Fakir, that an Uba is not safe. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yosi, V'loi Sviralei L'shmur D'Ube Islai Sri. That's what it seems. Zu V'loi Sviralei. Bagdato Bal Agod. L'shnachine Sheimokim Shubibobu Sheshmoi Bagdad. He came from Baghdad. Be'yasor L'falsim Esadova. Period. Let us go a little further. Tana Rabbon. Hiniach Bonim. Now we're going to have three cases. Hiniach Bonim. We have a Bas Yisrael Koyim. And the Koyim died. And Hiniach Bonim. He left over only live sons. So the din is Elu the Elu Oichlem. So Sai the Avdei Tzayim Balzo and Sai the Avdei Meluk will eat Tume. The Avdei Tzayim Balzo belong to the Bonim Kahanim, so they'll be Machol, belongs to them, these Avodim, so they'll eat Tume. The Avdei Meluk belonged to her, she's a Bas Yisrael Koyin, but since there's left over Zera Koyin, Yilid Beisei Hem Yachilu Balachmoy, so Memele, because of these children, she's permitted to eat Tume, so the Avdei Meluk, which are her Avodim, also are permitted to eat Tume. That's no shaila whatsoever. If there's only bonim, all the bonim litumim. Hinicha miuberes. What is the din if the kohen died and you have a bas Yisrael is muberes? So now there's left over avdei meluk and avdei tzayim ba'osel. Eilu ve'eilu ein oichlu. So Rabbi Yosi says that no one eats. The Avdei Meluk don't eat, because she doesn't eat. Avdei Meluk that belongs to the Isha don't eat, because the Bas Yisrael doesn't eat. Yilid Beisei, Heim Yachilim V'lachmoy. You have to be a Yolot, and Uba can't be Machel, the mother. So Memele, so the Avdei Meluk that belongs to the mother doesn't eat Trumet. The Nirsei Tzayim Barzal that belongs to the Yubba also can eat, because Yubba Mezor Zohu. So that's then the din is, that's also a posher to din. No one eats. Hiniach Bonim Vihinicham Uberes. What is if there's leftovers live children? And the Bas Yisrael is Muberes. Is Avdim look oichlim kederech she echeles. Now, her Avodim will eat Trumim, just like she eats Trumim. And she's permitted to eat Trumim because of the sons that are alive. There are Abonim left, that he left over. So you lead Beisei, Heim Yachilu Balachmoy. So she eats Trume, her Avodim will also eat Trume. Avdei Tzayim Barzel, but Avdei Tzayim Barzel lo yoichlu b'nei chelkoi shel Uba, because the Uba has a chelik, he's also a Yoirish on the Avdei Tzayim Barzel, and he has a chelik, and I don't know which chelik belongs to him. So therefore, The Avdei Tzayim Barzel don't eat Trume. She'evet Paisel ve'enei Machel Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hiniach Bonim. Hakoin v'lo hinicha Muberes. Is Eilu ve'Eilu. Avdei Meluk. Va'avdei Tzayim Barzel Oichlem. Ba'avdei Meluk Oichlem. Bishvilo. Shehi Eicheles, she's permitted to eat. And why is she permitted to eat? Bishvil bonel, because they're abonim. The avdei tzayim barza belong to the bonim, so they'll also eat. An uber is not machel lo yesimoy, v'lo yesu avodim. Einiach bonim v'einichem uberes, avdim uluk oichlim shehim shalo v'ein luba chelik ben. Avdim uluk ahaz. V'hi oicheles b'shvil bonel. So she's permitted to eat because of the bonim, and her avodim will eat because of her. Because the uber also has a chelek. Sheyesh loy chelek bohem. Because he also has a chelek in the avdi tzayim basel. The is lay schiye. Because he has a schiye in the, this let us put on hold because Rashi says lekama meforish lo. So this we don't know exactly what Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi is saying. Now let's go further. Rab Shimon ben Yochoi said as follows. Zechorim, if, now Rab Shimon Yochoi is going on the case of Rab Yossi, he niach bonim ve'ishtoi muberes. So on that case, Rab Yossi had said that none of the vodim are permitted to eat because I don't know which chelek belongs to the uber, which chelek belongs to them. Now, Rab Shimon ben Yochai says as follows, schorim, if he left over schorim, yoichlu, then there's no problem. All the avodim are permitted to eat. Yoichlu kula. Nekeivois, if he left over daughters, lo yoichlu. Why not? Shema yimtza uber zocha, maybe this uber is a zocha, ve'en labonais bemokim haben klum. And if the uber is a zocha, so it comes out that he's the complete yoirish, so memele, so then the avodim are not permitted to eat, because maybe they belong to the uber, and the uber can't be machel them. So the Gemara says, I don't understand you. Rab Shimon ben Yochai, I see from you that two things. Number one, I see from you that an uber is yoirish. He has a schiya. Not like the Chachamim before that said an uber doesn't have a schiya. I see from you an uber has a schiya. And so I bezoi, so why do you have to say that the reason if there's bonos that the avodim don't need truma because maybe the uber is a zocha. My ear yeshem a yimtzu berzocha. Typically, in the cave inami poslo. If the uber is in the cave, it also passel. That means if there are two daughters left over, there's three avodim. So maybe the uber is in the cave. So he has a chelek in one of the avodim. So therefore, none of the avodim can eat because I don't know which avod belongs to the uber. So the Gemara says, you're right. Chode v'oitkoma. There's really two reasons if the nekevis why the avodim can't eat. Chode the nekev nami posla. That means if the uber is a nekev, it passes also. V'oit shemo yimtza uber zocha, vein lebonais bemokim aben klum. There's two cheshbonos why the avodim can't eat if there's only daughters, yashinim. Number one, maybe this is also a daughter. So you have a daughter, there's a chelik, and I don't know which chelik belongs to this third daughter. And number two, maybe the daughter's bechlaut on Yashin, because maybe the uber is azoch. Fine. But now the Gemara says, now let's go back to the first in the Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, kulam zechorim yoichlo. If they are all schorim, so then the din is yoichlo. So the Gemara asks, v'ike uber, there's an uber also. That means, why do I care if that they're all schorim, that the bonim are schorim, but there's an uber, and an uber can't be machu. So the Gemara answers, Chosova, Rav Shimon ben Yochai holds, Ein Choshishin Lemiyuto. We are not Chayish Lemiyuto. Now, let us see Rashi. Kulon Zchorim, Legasinen Kulon, Elohorisinen Zchorim, Yoichlu Kulon. If there are Zechorim, so all the Avodim can eat. Nekeves lo yoichlu. Im yesh Zechor bebonim, if one of the children are Zechorim, oichlem Avodim bishviloi. V'loi chayshinon lechelkei shel uba, we are not chayish of the chelik of the uba. Why? Why are you chayish of the chelik of the uba? So Rashi says, Amir de Kechesh, the Shema Nikevi. Now, what are you afraid of? The Isha is Muberes. So there are three possibilities what this Iber is. Shema Nikevi. Now, if the Uber is a Nikevi, be'ein lo chelik be'mokim be. So me'mele, if the Uber is a Nikevi, so she doesn't yashin anything. Number one. So that's no problem. So then the Avodim will eat because of the Zohar. V'im timtza loyma Zohar, maybe the Uber is a Zohar, or b'shem etapel, but who says that this Zohar is alive? Shem etapel. Shekol ayodais, every woman that gives birth, there are three possibilities. Machtzitz chorim, u'machtzitz nekebis. V'yesh shemapilois, and there's a possibility that the mapu is moich miyute de mapilois, le'machtzitz nekebis. So that means, in order for this uber to make problems, I have to assume it's izazocher ben kayome. Now, to assume that he's a Zohar ben Kayoma, there are two tzodim that's saying he's not a Zohar ben Kayoma. Maybe he's in a cave, maybe he's a nefel. It's moich miyuta de mapilis l'machzad in a cave. Ava lohu zechorim oruyim lirish. So my mail, if I'm clearing a shayla now, is this uber a Zohar? Miyuta is a miyut. Ulamiyute loy chayshina, so for me it would not chayish. Kulon nekevis loyoichlu, shemiyehu bozocha. That means if the children are over on the kevis, some amon of shech, whatever dube is, will make problems. If dube is a zocha, so yashin is the whole thing. If dube is a nekevis, he has a chelik in the Yerusha. So again, no one can eat truma. So the Gemara asks, "Tepek lei dinami haben nekeve poslo, the kiven shekoloishin shlenen nekeve sheshlu bechelik b'mafilo hin nekeve." So the Gemara says, "Ein choishishin lemiyute l'shema yehei zocher. I'm not chayish. Maybe it'll be a zocher. V'yesh loy chelik b'hem. The bosa rubos lina." We go basarayv, v'rube yodais, oy nekeivais, oy mapilois, kedefrishis leo. So Mamela, the Gemara says that Rav Shimon ben Yechai holds, we go basarayv, that in rayv people are either moiled, oy nekeivais, oy mapilois, kedefrishis leo. I'd like to mention a shtikol ha'ore. This is a meiridike gemara over here. Rashi says that roiv noshim do not give birth to live zechorim because there's a machz in the kevis and miyut mapilos. Now, let's follow this cheshbin. So according to this cheshbin, roiv noshim do not give birth to machz in the kevis, because there's machzes chorem and miyut mapilos. And roiv noshim don't give birth to nefolim either. So shema shemayim. So it comes out over here that roiv says he won't have a live zocher. Roiv says she won't have a live nekeve. And roiv says she won't have a nefel. And she's going to have a baby. So something's wrong someplace. We would say like this. Let's first get down, to brass tacks. Will the child be a nephil or not a nephil? Mustama won't be a nephil. I have children not nephil. Now it's machzah schorim and machzah nekevus. The Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara says that the tzad, that it should be a zochor, a bar kayom, is a miut. Now what's pshat in this? It's a pella. Dachsach mir pshat in the Gemara is as follows. We have a halacha, let's go to a different halacha, and perhaps you can understand this halacha from that halacha. The halacha is that if you have teisha chanuyis moiches bosa, you have 10 stores, 9 stores that are selling bosa kosher, and 1 store that is selling bosa nevela. And now I find meat in front of one of the stores, and I know one person from one of the stores dropped this meat. So the shaila is the meat kosher or treif? So I say that it is kosher, because 9 stores sell kosher meat. Is kan shayil aben, was health me the 9 stores? The meat didn't come from 9 stores. The meat came from 1 store. In 1 store, there's 1 store treif, there's 1, I mean, there's 9 kosher stores. Fine, there's 9 kosher stores. But the meat did not come from the meat came from 1 store. So it just as it could have come from the treif in the store, could have come from the kosher store. The mice, it could have come from every store, any store. Now, L'chei Reb Shat is as follows. It's a merdike Teisves Rid in Mesechtes Baba Basra. The Teisves Rid says as follows. That's for sure. It came from 1 store. But we don't know which store it came from. So we start making possibilities. It could have come from store Aleph. If it came from store Aleph, it's kosher. If it came from store Beis, it's kosher. If it came to store Tess, it's kosher. To store Yud, it's chayv. So I have, even though l'mais it came from 1 store, but l'haloche, I'm permitted to assume that it is kosher, because there are 9 possibilities that it could have been kosher. It came from 1 store, but there's 9 possibilities. There's 9 possibilities that it came from one of these 9 stores, and there's 1 possibility it came from the Treifa store. So 9 possibilities tell us it's kosher, and 1 possibility tells us that it's treif. So the halacha is that I'm permitted to assume that it is kosher, and Bemis and the Shmaitz says this is a gzeres hakosher, it's not a svore, because it came from 1 store, l'maise. But I'm permitted to assume that the meat is kosher because there are 9 possibilities that it is kosher. So memele, so in halacha, I'm permitted to eat the meat. The same thing over here, that means the shaila is, can this uber be mekalkel the avodim? If he's a zocho bakayom, he can be mekalkel davodim, but there's 2 possibilities that he can't be mekalkel davodim. Maybe he's a zocho rameis, maybe the uber is an akeve. So la haloche, the avodim are permitted to eat trume because of these 2 possibilities. That is pshat in the Gemara. So that means in Ayhevan Hoge in Haloche, that since there's such a possibility, so I have roi possibilities telling us that the Avodim are permitted to eat Truma. We do not have time to learn the Taisvis of Oichlam, which is a very lumdeshe Taisvis. I just would like to learn the small Taisvis Zu Usviralei. That the Gemara asked a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, Zu divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds that in Uboyashans, Avol Chachomim, Oimrim, the Chachomim say that the Ubo doesn't Yashin, and the Avodim can eat because of the other relatives. So the Gemara asks, "I Rav Yehuda Meshmul said a mezake lo uba kone." So Rav Yehuda Meshmul holds that an uba is a bar schiye. So the Gemara answers, "Zu usvirolei, zu usvirolei." So Tosfos asks, "Afal gav the Shmul posig ba afal pi kerab Yochanan asandla." Then Oda Makne Dovo Shaloi Boloilo. So let us appreciate Taisvis Kashi. So Taisvis means to say as follows. If Shmuel says in Ksubis that Ein Oda Makne Dovo Shaloi Boloilo, so who adin Shmuel should hold Ein Oda Makne Lidovo Shaloi Boloilo? They should have the same. They should have the same halachas. So now, so Tosfos seems to be asking, so how could Shmuel hold L'chaira the kasha should be, we'll see in 1 minute, the kasha should be, how could Shmuel hold HaMezake L'Uber Kone L'chaira if he holds in other makna dovo shaloi baloilo, he should also hold in other makna lidovo shaloi baloilo. That l'chaira should be Tosfos kashi. So Tosfos answers, Shmuel choshiv uber kiboloilo. So Shmuel holds an uber is a baloilo, so there's no problem whatsoever. The davoini, I don't understand the Tosfos at all. As follows. There's a machloikis to other makne dovo shaloi boloilom. Of other makne lidovo shaloi boloilom. Let us just mention a minute. What does that mean? Other makne dovo shaloi boloilom. For example, a person will say, ma she'irash me'abo mocholoch. There's a son, that his father is a wealthy person. And the son wants to sell the Yerusha, which eventually he'll yashin from his father. That's adovo shaloi boloilom. Now, if you hold oda makne dovo shaloi boloilom, so let us say, so then the mechira will be chal. Now, let us ask a pertinent question. Who does the money belong to now? The money zichi belongs to the father. The father didn't die. Now, Oda Makna Dova Shaloi Baloilom means that I can make a Maise Kinyan though. The Maise Kinyan is Chal now. The money belongs to the father. When the father will die, the Maise Kinyan will work and make that the Yerusha should belong to the Lekeach. If you hold Oda Makna Dova Shaloi Baloilom, the Maise Kinyan is now and the Chalais Kinyan is when it's Baloilom. The same thing, Oda Makne Lidovo Shaloi Boloilom, will be the same thing. I can make a Maise Kinyan now, and when the Dovo Shaloi Boloilom will be Boloilom, he'll be Koine. That is, if you put this into the category of Boloilom and Loi Boloilom. Now, here, Rav Yossi said that the Uber Yarshins the Avodim. So Rabbi Yossi says that the Uber has chiyah now. So our kolchach Rabbi Yossi holds that an Uber is a boloilom. Rabbi Yossi zicha holds, and the Gemara says that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi. Zu usvirale Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi. So our kolchach the lomdis of Shmuel is that Shmuel holds that an Uber is a boloilom. So I don't understand why Tosfos had to ask a kasha from a Gemara in Ksubis and say a Teretz. Let's forget about Ksubis. A fellow, we don't know the Gemara in Ksubis. But Tosfos said you have to say from our Gemara. If our Gemara says that Shmuel holds that an Uber can yarshin, if Shmuel says that an Uber can yarshin, the avodim of the father, so we see klo, and the uber is now schiye in the avodim of the father, so we see klo that Shmuel holds that an uber is called the aboli ailom. So I don't understand where Taisus had to prove this from a kasha, from a gemara in Ksubis.